Thank God for the privilege of being here this morning. Thank God for every blessing. I would like to read from Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle. And saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when the even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These have wrought but 1 hour. And thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even unto the first, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil, because I am good? So shall the last be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. The kingdom of heaven is like a man that went out early in the morning to hire laborers, and then he went out again at the third hour, which is 9 o'clock, the way we would reckon. And then finally, after different trips, he went out at the 11th hour. That would be 5 p.m. And according to the Jewish tradition, the workday ends at 6. So with only 1 hour left in the day, he went out looking for workers to come and work in his vineyard. One thing I believe about work is that it is fulfilling. I enjoy working, don't you? Some people love working so much that we call them workaholics. But there's something about working that is rewarding. And when we get that pay, we feel like we've earned that pay. You know, that feels a lot better than if somebody just hands us some money. If we feel like that we really did something to get that money. In fact, work is ordained by God. God told Adam, In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, and for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So when we work, really, we're doing something God wants us to do anyway. The householder went out. And it was just like, you might say, the servants of the man that prepared a great supper. Let's turn to Luke 14 and read that story. Luke chapter 14, and beginning at verse 16. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Think of a great supper. It's something to look forward to, isn't it? We just had a great meal the other day, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. An abundance of very good food. Imagine if you were invited to a great supper and the request was simply, come. He didn't say, prepare a lot of food and come. He didn't say, bring money with you to pay for the meal. He didn't say, you're going to have to stay and wash the dishes. All he said was, come. And they would not come. So what does he do? He sends out again, and he says, come. Did you know the Lord is calling today? He is sending out today, and he's telling people, he's inviting people, come. You notice that he said to his servants to call the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. Sounds like some folks that really could use a great supper, doesn't it? And that's the heart of the Lord. That's the way the Lord is. Those of us that need something so badly, the Lord is inviting us to come and partake of his great meal. I thought it was so interesting in this story that the Lord, that the goodman of the house just kept going out and seeking those to come in. Well, the householder went out just like the shepherd that went out looking for the lost sheep. Luke chapter 15 and verse 3. 15 and 3. He spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. For I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which have no need for repentance. The shepherd went out and he found the sheep. And he didn't drive it home. He laid it on his shoulders and carried it home. Maybe the sheep was injured. Maybe it was tired. Maybe it was hungry. I don't know. But I like this picture of a loving shepherd that would take the sheep and put it on his shoulders and carry it where? To the sheep fold. To the place where there is protection from the storm, there is protection from predators. Sheep are such vulnerable animals. And this shepherd went and found that vulnerable lost sheep and carried it home to a place of safety. What a beautiful picture. I like this thought of going out and seeking what needs to be found, what is lost. The song says, I was a captive, but mercy released me. I was in darkness, but now I can see. Over the mountain where lonely I wandered, Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me.
Yes,
weeping, I longed for the rapture of pardon. Longed from my burden of sin to be free. Then as I lifted my earnest petition, Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me. Do you know what that feels like? Anybody here experienced that? Has anybody been out there lost?
Amen.
And had Jesus come and put you on his shoulders and carry you home? Longing, I lifted my earnest petition, Lord, help me. And I'm so glad he was willing to go out looking. Well, the householder went out looking for ones to work in the vineyard. He went out looking for people, and we must do the same thing. Let's read in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Mark 16 and 15. Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Picture for a moment what that is like. Go into all the world. That's way beyond these walls, isn't it? You know, the world includes people who aren't very worthy. The world includes people who are such, I don't know the words to use. They have lived lives that other people may want to cast them away. May say it serves you right for where you are. But those are the kind of people that we are to go out and preach the gospel to. Every creature. Why? Because there are people out there that are hurting. There are people out there that are suicidal. There are people out there that have been damaged by the storm. There are people back there that cannot find their way back alone to the sheepfold. And the commission for us is go ye into all the world. Go over that lonely mountain. Go through the storm. Go whatever it takes and reach those people that are in such great need. Well, this good householder that just kept going out. That's what struck me so much about this story recently. He just kept going out. He went out early, it says. He went out the third hour. He went out the sixth hour. He went out the ninth hour. He went out the 11th hour. Did he not realize that somebody that's there the 11th hour, which means there's 1 hour left to work in the day, those people aren't going to produce much for a day's wage? Was he not thinking? Could have he not just gone the next day and got people for the entire day and gotten more for his money? What does that tell you about the householder? I believe that he cared more about the people that he was trying to reach than he cared about his own financial gain. I believe he went out of the goodness of his heart for the same reason that the shepherd went out looking for that lost sheep. Why would God go out and call for a person in the 11th hour? That could symbolize us being toward the end of our lives. Why does God keep calling people even though their bodies are worn out? Their time is almost gone. Maybe their health is broken down. Why would God go and say, come, I want you in my vineyard, and I'm willing to pay you a full day's wage? Why would God do that? I believe he cares more for us than we're worth, don't you? Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Young people, while you're young is the time to serve God. And the Lord wants your life. He wants your time, your energy. He wants you to have the best, most fulfilling life you can possibly have. And the place to have that is in the vineyard of the Lord. Come and work in my vineyard. Don't wait until the sixth hour or the ninth hour or the 11th hour. Come. While you're strong, while you have something to offer the Lord, come and work in my vineyard. And your life will be so much better than just standing there idle, wasting your time away. Adam Clark speaks of the final call as a time when sickness and infirmities of life press upon us. How many there are in the world who are just ready to leave it before they properly consider for what end they were brought into it? Just ready to leave the world, and they're finally thinking about their purpose for being here. Still idle, still unemployed in the things which concern their souls, though eternal life is offered to them, and hell moving from beneath to meet them. Jeremiah said, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Standing there idle. Offer after offer for employment in God's vineyard, for the fulfillment of work, for the enjoyment, the fruit of your labors, and still standing there idle. The good householder cared about those men standing there idle in the marketplace. Unlike the rich man that we read about in Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12 and verse 16. "He spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." This man was accumulating his own wealth. Unlike the good householder that went out seeking the wealth of others, that sought to turn their lives around, to make their lives better. James pronounced the woe in James chapter 5. James chapter 5 and verse 1. "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, your garments are moth-eaten, your gold and silver is cankered. And the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down to your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on earth and have been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter." So much unlike the good householder that sought the well-being of other people rather than seeking to enrich himself. The good householder was the exact opposite of these men that took advantage of others. He gave people more than they deserved. That's the way God treats us. He gives us more than we deserve. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. Romans 5 and 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." When we were out there lost on that dark, cold mountain, when we were out there in the marketplace idle, no prospect, no man hath hired us, I don't have anything to do, I'm just idling my time, I have the strength, I have the time, but no man has made me an offer. While we were in those types of conditions, while we were in the bondage of sin, Christ died for us. And he offered us a position in his kingdom. Think of this householder going to that marketplace hour after hour and maybe seeing a young man and saying, "I think he looks hungry." And his heart of compassion going out for him. Like the heart of the prodigal son's father, longing for that son to come home. I want you to think of this good householder as a man who had the heart that was the heart of a shepherd. That was out there looking for lost sheep to carry home to the fold to safety. That's the way God is toward us. He makes invitation, hour after hour, while people are ignoring him, while people are idling their time away, while people are out wandering around in the mountains of sin, hour after hour, the Lord is calling and having mercy. I thought of the song that says, "Oft in the noonday, the even, and in the stillness of night, sounds in thy bosom this warning, turn from the evil, do right." Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would have I gathered thy children together, even as the hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." How often would have I done it? I wasn't there to enrich myself. I was there to help you, to change your life, to give you purpose in life, direction in life. I went out early. I called for you in your youth, your childhood. I went out the third hour. I went out the sixth hour. I went out the ninth hour, but you chose idleness. How often would have I gathered you under my wings? I wanted to give you more than you deserved, but you continued to stand there idle. Sometimes life will leave us disappointed. If we're pursuing for the wrong things, if we're looking for our fulfillment in this world, if we're looking for earthly riches instead of heavenly riches, if we're out on the mountain of sin, wandering around in the cold, in the rain, with predators lurking all around, life can leave us very disappointed. But the Lord is going out today, and he's looking, and he's calling, "I want you in my vineyard." Haggai chapter 1 and verse 6. "Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, and ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. He that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. This is the way the world will leave us. If we're seeking for our fulfillment in this world, we will be eating and left hungry. We will spend our time, our effort, our life on things that's like a bag with holes. And when we get down to the end of life's way, we'll discover really we have nothing. But I'm so thankful the good householder is there, that he is still going out. And maybe it's the sixth hour with you. Maybe it's the ninth. Maybe it's almost over. Maybe it's the 11th hour. He's still calling today. I want you in my kingdom. May God bless you today. Amen.